Hello. Just a word before we get going. You should be comfortable sitting, or even better, lying down. In a moment, there will be some light relaxation and a basic hypnotic induction. This is simply to relax you and let my tale capture your attention. There is no post-hypnotic triggers. There is no hypnotic dominance. There are other files for that. This is simply an erotic hypnosis fantasy, with some relaxation at the beginning to get you comfortable. With that said, please get as comfortable as you can. In a moment, I will describe an erotic fantasy, so I need you to be comfortable, to relax, to just let the worries of the day seep away. You've clicked on this for a little escape, a little fantasy, so you must let the stresses that are in your head simply float away. Close your eyes now and let the darkness fill your vision. Now picture those stresses and worries filling up a balloon. Watch it grow as every last thing on your mind enters the balloon. See how full and tight it is? You have your hand on that string. Now just let it go. Take a big deep breath in and out, and let the balloon go. Watch it drift away lazily into the darkness. Watch it float away as you take a nice deep breath in and out. In and out. In and out. See that the balloon is gone, leaving you safe and comfortable, leaving you feeling so warm, so comfortable. Stay in this. Stay in the comfort of the darkness. Let it settle into your body, making your limbs heavy, making your arms feel loose and relaxed. Take another deep breath in and out. Feel the tension flow out of your arms, leaving nothing but a relaxed, heavy limb. No need to move it. It feels too comfortable to move. Just let it be as that warm, comfortable feeling moves down your chest. Moves down to your stomach. Deep breath in and out. Down your legs now, pushing out all the tension, leaving nothing but warmth and comfort, making it so hard to move. Everything is warm and comfortable. You are safe here. Far from the worries of the world, far from the stresses of the world. Nothing but my voice and your relaxed mind, ready to be filled with something exciting. Now that we are relaxed, I am about to begin. If you wish, you can touch yourself during the program at any time. You can even wait until after the story and then ravage yourself. It's up to you and how relaxed and good girl you are. Now that you are relaxed, I want you to imagine a big, dimly lit room. You can see people in dresses and suits around you. This is the office's Christmas party. Large banquet tables of food and drink are off to the side. You can see the frost of the outside world creep along the edges of the large windows overlooking the city. Soft conversation from the groups of people in the room wash over you like background noise. You make your way to one of the banquet tables where you see the punch bowl. In the flawless crystal, you catch a glimpse of yourself. The tight, low-cut dress. The immaculate makeup job that brings out the best in you. You give yourself a smile as you scoop some punch into your cup. And then you see him. Mr. Harrison, your boss. A giant stuffed into a well-made black suit. Jet black hair, bright, captivating eyes, tight skin, and a body you've tried not to stare at too many times in board meetings. Already in the back of your head, you can hear that gruff, deep voice barking orders. You squeeze your legs shut. Not tonight. Tonight, you have to be professional. As you look away, his head snaps to your position. Your eyes meet. You are held there, just for a moment, in his gaze. He gives a half smile in your direction. You can feel the blush start on your cheeks. You need to disappear in the crowd, get away from this man you've seen in your dreams far too many times. As you walk away towards some friendly co-workers, you feel something at the back of your head. You turn and see him walking towards you, like a hunter. The crowd departs around him as if he were parting a sea. There is no escape from him. He continues to walk towards you, growing in your vision until he fills it, until he is standing right in front of you. You have to look up at that strong jaw, that perfect face, those amazing eyes. He gives you a slow, genuine smile. You can feel your knees buckle just slightly as you take all that in. "Hello," he says. You squeak back a response. He chuckles and takes a sip of the punch. "I'm surprised to see you here. You usually ditch these functions and stay at home." You laugh back, clutching your punch with a shaking hand. You respond back some bland lie about trying something new. You do not tell him, or yourself, that you hoped to see him, catch a glimpse of him, something for your imagination later. "New Year's is all about trying something new," he says. You see something flicker behind his eyes, something primal. It warms your stomach. He takes you by the elbow. His giant, rough hand touching your delicate skin sends a jolt up your right arm. You shiver, but allow yourself to be led by this man. You can only helplessly stare at him as he guides you to a dark corner of the party. People are watching, but for once you don't care. As you both melt into the dim darkness, their eyes go back to their partners and the party. Even surrounded by people, you feel alone with him. You swallow, trying to regain your composure. Try to think of all the witty and romantic things you have said to him on those lonely nights with fingers buried inside of you. But nothing comes. You just stare. He stays silent for a moment. "I've noticed you before." His words shake you. "Him? Notice you?" You look downwards at his shoes. "At the meetings, you were always so attentive to what I have to say. At first, I thought you were one of those young, eager prospects, looking to work their way up the ladder quickly. But then I ran into you that one day in the hall. You know it all too well. You, a stack of papers, your mind deeply engaged in those papers, and him, running into that hard body of his. The papers flying. The embarrassment. You went red in the face, red everywhere. That genuine smile as he helped you pick up your papers. How you avoided eye contact this close to him. But you took a whiff of that powerful, intoxicating cologne he wore. And that night how you touched yourself again and again, replaying that same scene with different outcomes. I remember you refusing to look at me, he says with a small hint of humor in his voice. Am I really that hard to look at? You feel yourself drawn up, up to his eyes. They shine in the dim darkness. Once again, you find yourself compelled to stare deeper into them, letting the color of his eyes draw you in. It was then that I realized what a crush you had on me. His words cut right to your soul. You want to panic, to run away. But those eyes... I was flattered, naturally. I've had women from across the world. Models, actresses, even leaders. But none of them were so humble as you. Someone who volunteers at a soup kitchen, who talks to their cat at home and treats him like a member of the family. How the hell does he know this stuff? You ask yourself. I've never known someone so sweet, so down to earth. Would it surprise you to know I've been watching you as well? You gulp, and for a fleeting moment, you are able to break contact with those lovely eyes, as his confession sends butterflies in all directions in your stomach. Focus on my eyes. You comply, so taken back by the evening you are staring into those wonderful eyes once more without even thinking. People tell me that I have nice eyes, that they can just pull you in, that once you take a look at them, you feel yourself staring, pulled into the bright, vivid color of my eyes. They say the more you stare, the nicer my eyes seem. Stare nice and deep for me, please, and let me know if that's true. Just stare into my eyes. Just lose yourself into them now. Feel the power they hold. You can hear his words, but they are starting to become nothing but a buzz. Oh, those eyes, they are pulling you in. You can feel your body lean just a bit closer, as if his eyes were really pulling you. You can't look away. You realize this now. You realize his eyes have captivated you, have drawn all your attention. Very good. Just keep staring deep into my eyes, where it's nice and safe. Safe and comfortable. So comfortable that you can find yourself just staring into my eyes and relaxing. Just relax. Feel your body growing warm and safe. Comfortable. Just relax as you stare into my eyes. Something's wrong. You know this. This should not be. But his voice is like honey dripping down your body, making it feel so good. You can only feel yourself growing more and more comfortable. It's getting harder and harder to stare into those eyes. The world is blurring. That's right. You're doing so good. It feels so good to listen to my voice and just relax. Just let your thoughts melt from your brain. Let them go and make way for my words. Just listen to me and stare into my beautiful eyes. You see his body move to the left, and you find your body moving to the left with it. Wherever his eyes are, your body follows. This feels so wrong, but at the same time, you can feel your control ebbing from your mind. A dim part of you that says the truth, that he's taking over. He's taking you. And that excites you. You can feel his hand on your chin, bringing you closer. You can feel his warm breath on your cheek and rolling down your neck. Now listen to me. Your mind is blank. Your will is gone. You are nothing but an empty vessel for my words and my commands. You will do whatever I say without hesitation, without resistance. Do you understand? You can hear a slurred, faraway voice agree with him. You realize that's your soft voice. He smiles and leads you by the arm. Your body feels so warm, so comfortable, that you find yourself falling all over the place as he drags you across the floor. Soon his arm wraps around you, holding you close to his tight, warm body. You can hear his heart beating, thick and hard. You snuggle up to him, letting him guide you. It's so hard to see, to hear, to think. You just want to close your eyes and drift away. You can hear him excuse himself with something about seeing you get home safe. Something about drinking too much. You smile. A lie. He's going to take you somewhere and do unspeakable, naughty things to you. Just as you wanted. The cold air blasts your skin, but his suit jacket lands on your bare shoulders to cover you. You find yourself stuffed into a limousine, a first, but you can't concentrate on its soft, plush seating or its spacious, private setting. You just want to look into those eyes again, those beautiful eyes that captured your soul. He must sense this, as he obliges. Soon those dazzling eyes are holding you in place, your mouth slightly agape as you stare deep into his eyes. You are doing such a good job. I wish I could have you through normal means, but the board of directors would hate that. So it's a night I will have to make you forget, I'm afraid, but a night that you will subconsciously remember. Stare deeply into my eyes now, and feel yourself give in. Give in to my power. Feel it flow through you, erasing all doubt, all resistance. When you give in, when you are ready to become my submissive little pet, close your eyes. Close your eyes and fall deep under my power. A part of your brain still tries to resist. You know what will happen if you close your eyes. He gets you. Body, mind, and soul. Everything you are will be his to play with how he wants. You would be a submissive little pet. A submissive little pet. Oh, how the thought makes your inner thighs burn. You can imagine yourself on your knees, looking up at him. You don't even notice your eyes close, or your body slump into his, a wide smile on your lips. The next thing you remember, you feel soft. You groan and open your eyes. The world spins, still blurry. You're still his. You find yourself up top in a brilliant penthouse. Lavish, open concept, brilliant taste. And you're in his bed. In his bed. You shiver, a sloppy smile on your face. Still hard to think. You hear something and turn. There he is. Your boss, Mr. Harrison, with the jaw, the eyes, the bulging muscles. And now naked. Your eyes immediately drift down his body, past the big chest, the abs, to his cock. It's stiff, thick, hard, just like in your dreams. Fuck, you can hear yourself slur. He laughs. It's your body that does this to me. I only have so many hours with you, and I want us to enjoy it. I want to enjoy you. So, arousal 5. You look at him, confused. Then it hits you. It feels like hands have reached from the right and left of the bed and are now caressing you. Every inch of your body. Your feet. Legs stroking up and down. On your stomach. Your nipples. Hands that grab your breasts. Fingers that trace up. Down your neck, and fingers between your legs. You feel one, then two fingers enter you. You grunt, not realizing how wet you were before this. You then realize you're as naked as he is, but you don't care. The fingers seem to know exactly where to go. They curl in the right position. You've had sex toys that didn't hit the spot as well as these imaginary fingers. The curled fingers start to play with you, and soon you can feel your hips bucking. A small layer of sweat builds as the fingers make you crazy with passion. You can't move, you can't think, you can only lie there and take it. What did he do to your mind? You can see out of the glassy haze that is your sight, Mr. Harrison looming over you, stroking his cock. He is eyeing you intently, watching you writhe and groan in pleasure. Arousal 9. You gasp as sharp pleasure shivers down your spine. Those hands now have a new friend, mouths. Warm, wet tongue, licking your thighs, kissing your stomach, licking your nipples, kissing both sides of your neck, up and down, and never stopping. And not to mention the tongues between your legs. Two, in fact, one warm and luscious, attacking your clit, licking the sides of it, up and down, sucking on it in the most gentle and erotic manner, the other deep inside of you, taking your juices. It's too much to bear. Time goes on. It seems like hours as your body turns beet red. You huff, pant, moan, and then start screaming in ecstasy. Whatever tact you had is long gone. You are an aroused and sweaty mess, and unable to come. Enough, he rumbles, and the tongues and the hands disappear. You find yourself whimpering, just a little more. That was just a taste, but only I get to finish you. You look up and see a man with intent. He's going to take you, hard, rough, until he overflows inside of you, and you are helpless to resist. Even if he didn't take your mind, you are so docile due to the pleasure, you could not resist anything he said or did to you. In other words, you are his. And when he mounts you, you know he knows it. His large, muscular body fills your vision. His cock rubs against your inner thigh. Something that big, can it even fit inside of you? One look into those dazzling eyes, filled with desire and a primal need to have you. And you don't care. You melt into that bed and let that large, thick cock enter you slowly, filling you inch by inch. You can feel that hot, large cock penetrate you. You can hear his grunting as he fits inside of you. You can look into his eyes and see that need for this. He broke you just to have you. There's something romantic in that. Then he's all the way inside of you. It fits, although it's the biggest you've ever taken that wasn't a toy. You groan, your back arching as you feel the pleasure trickle up your body. His warm breath runs down your chest. Then he begins to thrust. You can feel every inch of that delicious thick cock rub against your walls, starting to pick up speed. Faster, harder. Feel his teeth sink into the left side of your neck. A small bite, followed by his warm tongue, kisses up your neck, up to your ear. You're my special little girl. I've been fantasizing about you for months, waiting for the opportunity to take you. Watching you crumble under my power was the greatest pleasure I've had all year. Now I'm gonna give you something to remember me by. With that, he starts to fuck you harder, faster. The bed shakes, your body aches with each powerful thrust. But it's so good to give in to it. So good to let him use you like this. Fetishes you would never admit to yourself, now being given to you in a shocking fashion. You can feel your body begin to lose control, the pressure building in your stomach, the sweet ache for release. His mouth descends to your chest, taking your left breast. His mouth envelops your nipple, playing with it, using his tongue and teeth. It drives you insane to feel such perfect pleasure. He goes to the right side and does the same. All the while, you can feel the dominant thrusting of his hips deep inside of you. His cock filling you up each time. You can hear his groaning grow louder. He is losing control as well. Your body, your submission is doing that to him. Mr. Harrison, a powerful, dominant man, wanting to lose himself with you. You would feel honored if you could think. Then his gaze meets yours, and you find yourself going blank. Drifting away once more, you can only listen. Come when I come. When I come, you will come so hard that you will drift to sleep. It will be like nothing you have ever felt before. Then he braces himself on the bed and pounds you harder. I own this pussy, he says. I own you. I am your master. You will not come until I do. You are my submissive little pet, my special, docile little plaything. Oh God, his words burn into your soul, making you ache for more. You groan, the only thing you're able to do. You want to grab him and tell him he's right. Instead, you can only lay there as his relentless pounding continues. I own this goddamn pussy. It's mine. Only for my cock. You are mine now. Nothing you say or think can change that. I own you. I own your pussy. He loses himself to his own incredible ecstasy. You can feel his cock twitch. His arms fail him, and he falls closer to your body. Sweat drips off his body onto yours. You know what is about to happen. And then you feel it. His incredible release inside of you. Hot, thick cum coating you as he pumps it all into you. Unable to stop. Not wanting to stop. Then you feel it. The rush as the pressure explodes out of your body. Your toes curl as your body stiffens. Pure pleasure pumps through your blood, overloading your brain. You scream, not caring how desperate and needy it makes you sound. You scream his name as a brilliant white light washes over you. Every inch of your body tingles with warm joy. You feel yourself floating higher and higher with each passing second as the pleasure builds. You don't know if you're able to handle it. For an agonizing minute, the pleasure takes you higher and higher. And then you can feel yourself start to sink. A sloppy smile on your face as you sink into the bed. Warm, large arms envelop your body and pull you close. He is so huge, so warm. You can hear his heart beating, steady but raised. You did a number on him. You could just sink into his body, into this bed right now, into this blissful, peaceful sleep. His arms are stroking, caressing your body. You don't know if it's possible to be more relaxed. You can feel his mouth on your ear. I wish I had more time, my pet, but my days are so busy. But I could not put this off any longer. Still, listen to my voice now. Listen and drop down, down into the comfortable darkness. You are going to forget this ever happened, leaving it a beautiful and vivid dream. Listen to me and drop, drop, drop. You don't even hear the rest. As the darkness envelops you like a warm blanket, you just know to obey. You wake up hours later in your apartment. Your cat meows in your direction, and you open your eyes. Heavy. Your body feels sore, but in a delicious way. You stretch, still in your dress. How did you get home? What happened? You remember Mr. Harrison talking, and then... You rub your head. You must have had too much to drink and crashed at home. At least you got home safe. You remember his cock pounding you. You shiver. A dream? You put one finger on your right inner thigh. Wet. You look into the darkness. Puzzled. But strangely fine with not knowing. Somehow that seems even more pleasurable. You reach for your toy drawer and hope you can remember more about this dream. I hope this was as good for you as it was me. Now, if you haven't been touching yourself but want to, just wait until I get you back up to the real world. It's my hope we will see each other again for another fantasy. In the meantime, take a nice big breath in and out. In and out. Feel the surroundings returning around you. How safe and comfortable you are. How good you feel. Slowly feel your legs returning to you. Up to your stomach, your chest, your arms coming back to you. Give yourself a little stretch now and see how good that feels. How comfortable you were. Now smile and open your eyes slowly. Take another deep breath in and out. Feels good, doesn't it? Now, as long as you're allowed to, feel free to touch yourself now if you haven't. And feel free to listen to this again and again. As always, I will be here waiting for you.